Hello and welcome to the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Advent edition, where a group of us podcasters treat a show a day throughout the Advent season. You can follow the rest of us by going to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Each day, I will feature a PodSafe Christmas song and maybe some additional talk along the way. To learn more about the song of the day, please visit mikewills.me. That is mikewills.me. So sit back and get yourself in the holiday mood with this tune. Hello and welcome to the next Advent, or Dog Days of Advent edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. It is December something or other, and I think this is the fifth day. Sorry, it's been a long morning, I guess. So, in the ongoing series of what I'm thankful for, I thought I'd go be thankful now today for my job. I don't normally talk about my job on here, mostly because I don't necessarily want to, or at least directly what I do for my job, because I don't necessarily want to be associated with that outside, because my opinions on something like this, nothing to do with how my opinions if I'm representing where I work. And I think most people can say that. So I do work in local government. It's a city, local government / city that I work for. And I am my official job title is Senior Programmer Analyst. So I do a lot of business analyzing type stuff, especially now it's much more analyzing and integrating than it is actual like programming. But that's not necessarily why I'm thankful that I just have a job. Hey, I have a job. Yay. No, this is probably the best move I ever made of joining this organization. My previous job, it was kind of stay in your lane until we tell you otherwise. Every year for my review, I keep on saying, well, I want to do this web thing a little bit more. I want to learn more. I want to do more. Yeah, we'll get you there. Never did. Never happened. And, you know, it's rather boring modifying vendor code and making reports. That's about it. That was, if you would ask me what I did there, that was probably 2/3 of my job right there. And not saying there wasn't enough stuff to do, it just wasn't interesting. So then I started here with the city, and we started to, I started out with doing it. My primary thing I knew at the time was, some people call it AS400. It's actually like IBM I right now. It's also known as I series. IBM has renamed it several times, but programming RPG, report program generator, not role playing game. So that was my primary one I hired, but I had all these other interests I never got into. I don't remember exactly what the order of everything, but I got into the web project we had going at the time, and just started doing more and more and more of that. And what I love about the job is the variety I get. One day, it might be a mundane, hey, we got to sit and create this report, do this, do that. The next day, or even 5 minutes later, there's this interesting problem that popped up, and hey, we need to get this working. Hey, sweet, something interesting to do, something new, a new challenge. And to top it all off, you realize what you are doing is you are in a supporting, ultimately, an entire city. You might be just one little cog that's in the wheel. It may be to you just a simple report that the city manager's office needed. Or for some people, it may help if you say the mayor's office, but we run by a city mayor. All right. We are run by a city manager who is hired by the city council. There we go. So to me, it might be just a certain report, but that might actually drive a decision that's important to all of the city in a city council meeting. To me, it's just system maintenance on some application to, let's say, the police department. It could mean the difference between finding a criminal and not. You know, we don't know. So just the ultimate satisfaction of knowing, even if you don't necessarily think that you're a big part of the big picture, we are. At least in IT. I heard a story one time. I'm sure some of you may have heard it before. I may have mentioned it on here before. Excuse me. There was this janitor. Executive something was walking around and said, "Hey, what do you do here?" Yes, they were asking the janitor, "What do you do here?" And the janitor replied, "I put men on the moon." They all looked at each other, confused, because he's the janitor. They said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" "Well, you got all these fancy scientists and rocket scientists who know all what, you know, who know how to do all this stuff. I'm doing all the cleaning. I'm taking care of the emptying the trash so that they don't have to." So if you think about it, you're his little piece of the puzzle. He's taking away, he's doing all the stuff that they shouldn't be doing, so they can focus on the stuff they should be doing. And so I flip around, and you know, they say, "Well, what do you truly do at the city?" I can almost come back and say, "I make the city run. I run the servers. I control the servers. I help people accomplish what they need to get done so they can do their job more effectively, more efficiently, so on." I mean, if you start looking at the picture like that, that's pretty damn cool. So, I am thankful for my job I have. I love. Probably be a lifer at this point. You never know. But, yeah. Absolutely love it. And, move on to tomorrow. Bye.
The intro and outro music was "Christmas Star" by Will Hiccup. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons No Derivatives Non-Commercial License, meaning you can share it but don't sell it. May your holidays be filled with peace and joy.